New England snowplow drivers may be the most sleep-deprived people in the country right now, especially in New Hampshire, which has taken the brunt of three big snowstorms. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire Public Radio's Emily Corwin reports.
I'm standing downtown waiting for a city plow driver.
Hello! All
right. I'd been hoping for a ride-along, but Public Works Director Peter Rice hops out of the cab. He says his drivers are too exhausted to safely talk and drive at the same time.
I would rather just keep them focused on plowing and not get distracted.
Plow driver Jason Gordon is one of 37 city workers going as many as 40 hours without a night's rest.
You try to take a nap every, after 8 hours, try to get a quick 20 minutes and then get right back at it. Been here for probably 15, 16 hours.
Asking city workers to pull double shifts isn't unusual during a winter storm. But with three major storms in a row, Portsmouth Public Works has been plowing 14 out of the last 17 days.
Yeah, it's been tough.
Gordon is earning time and a half on overtime. His counterparts in the private sector are making even more. Stephen Miller owns his own company, so he did let me record while he plowed. With 70 driveways and 4 parking lots, Miller is making good money. But he says working 40 hours straight...
It's just too much. I don't even care about the money at this point. I'd rather not even snow. Even though I make money, I don't even care about now. Seriously, that's how bad it is.
Over on Richard Street, the snowbanks are almost as tall as North Carolina native Melanie Sampson, and definitely taller than her two cockapoos.
It's too deep for the dogs. They hop like bunnies because they can't even run. It's so deep. We have to shovel for them to go to the bathroom, so...
As far as shoveling her driveway goes...
There's really no place to put it. You can see we're piling it on top of the other 2 feet we already have.
Public Works Director Peter Rice says he knows residents have literally no place to put the snow in their driveways. So the city is sending empty dump trucks into neighborhoods.
We're already at that point. And that's what, when we go in, we'll do loadouts in the neighborhoods. So we'll go in and we'll transfer material into dump trucks and then load it out to the Pierce Island snow dump.
By now, the city has almost exhausted its $260,000 snow removal budget. As for the plow drivers, let's just hope they get a break before the next big one. For NPR News, I'm Emily Corwin in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.